Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so very much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire with the topic of smile, show up, and succeed every day. So I want to just thank you again for joining us because you could be doing anything, but you chose to join us, and I'm grateful. Before we jump into the show, I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors that have sown into this fertile, fertile soil. And that is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm with Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Evangelist Townsend is the author of this book, and it is a great, great read of how God delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcoholism. So we thank you so much, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby with Vincent Lynch. We have Top Flight Communications. Top Flight Communications handles your editing, transcriptions, reviews, business writing, marketing writing, and much, much more. Visit www.topflightcommunication.com. That is www.topflightcommunication.com. We have Unique Expression by Design that brings your custom ideas to life, whether it's for t-shirts, mugs, pens, journals, and anything that you can think about that you want to bring to life, Angelise Washington is there to make that happen for you. So if you have family reunions and things of that, whether you need it personally or professionally, she can take care of you. That's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Again, that's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. And finally, we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. From natural hair to relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and anything you can think about dealing with beauty and hair, she's there for you. Call and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Tell all of your sponsors that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. You heard it here first on Fire to Inspire. Guys, we have a wonderful, wonderful show lined up for you tonight. Our topic again is smile, show up every day, not just today, not just tomorrow, not just yesterday, but every day. And who can better tell you that than somebody themselves? Like I tell you all the time that the Lord chose me to tell you to stop existing and start living because I was that person. So who can better tell you than someone that lived that? So we have tonight our very special guest, Miss Lisa Dalton. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Woman of God. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. How are you, Woman of God?
I am great. I'm great. So we're so excited to have you here on our show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited, too.
Well, we are excited about having you. I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience, please.
All right, Miss Aaliyah. I am Lisa Wilson Dalton. I am a contagious spark of hope, that's what I always tell people, who just happens to be a mother, a wife, a teacher, author, fitness trainer, and missionary who loves the Lord with everything inside of her. And I do smile and show up and succeed every day.
Amen. I love that. And I love that's the topic of the show, but also the title of your book. And sometimes I'll do that if I'm led to. But I love that title of the book as well as I love the book. I enjoyed reading it. And it was like, woo, this is just putting another fire on top of the fire. So I truly enjoyed the reading of that book. And it blessed me, confirmed some things, and just kind of reaffirmed some other things. So.
That's awesome.
Yes,
I'm glad you read the book, and I'm glad it blessed you. That's why I wrote it.
Yes, ma'am.
For
so
that
what,
reason.
So what does the topic itself, smile, show up, and succeed every day? What does the topic itself mean to you?
This topic means to me that we owe it to ourselves to be our very, very best selves every day and do it with a smile. I know people may be suffering from different things that in their bodies, different sicknesses, illnesses, and our situations that they may be going through in their life. And it doesn't seem like there is a reason to smile at all and or get up out of the bed and or show up. But I always say this, consider the alternative. And the alternative is death. So even though you may be suffering and going through things, just being alive is worth smiling. Just being alive is worth smiling, all in itself. All
Amen.
In itself. God just he blew his breath of life on you, and you owe it to him to say thank you, Lord, and do it with a smile. And then
Amen.
When you do that, you go out and you make a difference in the world.
Amen, amen. I tell you, it's such a blessing to understand that as long as you, and this is something I say all the time, Lisa, as long as you have breath in your body, well, I say this personally for me, as long as I have breath in my body, there's purpose to fulfill. How do you like that?
Amen. Oh, I love it. I love it. I think that's what our seniors, our parents, our grandparents and great-grandparents were trying to teach us back in the day. You know, as long as you have breath in your body, you still got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You still got a chance. And that's
it. Yes. And it's all in how you look at it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you can be doom and gloom every day and nothing changes. But once, and I'm sure we'll talk about this a little more tonight. You know, when you change that mindset and you realize how blessed you really are. Yeah, you'll find a smile somewhere down deep inside.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So tell me, what are some of the benefits of smiling?
Well, because I am one that smiles a lot. I mean, I smile a lot, all the time. Smiling produces positive energy. You know, when I come to work in the morning, it's like, good morning, ladies, because there are no men on our team. It's like, good morning, ladies. Everybody's like, good morning, Lisa. Lisa's here. And everybody just perks up. You know, everybody gets excited. You know, and it reduces. It motivates others to smile along with you. Just try walking into a store and someone knows you and you got a smile on your face. Try it and see what happens. They can't help but smile back at you. And when you're feeling good and you're smiling about your work, it increases productivity. Just like the seven dwarfs say, whistle while you work. And many people that are whistling are not sad people. You don't find people whistling being sad. So it's like, mostly you're whistling. What are you happy about? You know, whistling means you're happy and gay. You're feeling really good about it. And and those are the benefits. And it makes you look good, too.
Amen, amen. That is so true. And I know I'm a person that smiles all the time. And I had someone ask me,
"Yeah, I see.
You do smile all the time? I mean, are you always that happy?" And I'm
always
like, yes.
Always happy, yeah.
Always happy because it's a choice to be happy, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I don't allow things or people or circumstances to take that joy. And so, again, it's a conscious decision to be happy.
Amen. And he said if we would keep our minds on him, he's going to keep us in perfect peace. So if you have peace in your heart and your spirit and your soul, you can help us smile.
That's so true. So very true. I agree wholeheartedly on that one. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And when you understand your identity and the purpose and the plan for your life, you can't help but
come on now. Come on. And when you know you're on purpose, I woke up this morning knowing I am on purpose and ready for the assignment that he has prepared for you outside that door.
Yeah.
You just look like, okay, where is he? Where is she? Who is it? Who is it? Yes.
Amen. So what are some, how is the mindset How is that important when we're coming to show up? You know, what's the importance of that mindset?
Well, you know, the mindset is the key to any situation in life. You know, he says choose life or death. You either mm-hmm. live or die. You know, you're happy mm-hmm. and sad. You know, so it takes a renewing of the mind, as Paul says, especially mm-hmm. if you're a negative person and you know you're a negative person. It really takes some soul searching, first of all, to see what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. And you have to begin to realize how blessed you are. And if you don't really know how blessed you are, I say to those that don't, begin writing a gratitude journal. And I believe that will begin to help you change your mindset about your life. When you mm-hmm. start focusing on the 20, you know, they have that 80-20 rule. When you stop mm-hmm. focusing on the 20 and start focusing on the 80, even if it's 70-40, focus on mm-hmm. the 60-40. Focus on the 60 and not the 40. Find good in it all. And as you begin to speak life, those positive affirmations in your life, mm-hmm. your mindset will change. It mm-hmm. will. It has to. You know, and once we realize that we have a purpose and that purpose is waiting for us to arrive, then that in itself should make you be happy because God has anointed you for an assignment and you are doing what he has ordained you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to first tap into, you know, what's causing me not to have my mind where it needs to be. Deal with it. Begin to write positive affirmations to yourself. Get a gratitude journal. And begin to say happy things about you and your situation. Speak life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because again, as you said, the power is in our mouth. The power is in our tongue, life
yeah.
and death. Will
yes.
you choose to speak
yes.
life or will you choose to speak death? You got to be intentional about your words. And you really have
there
to be
go.
Intentional about your thoughts, right?
Yes. You have to, you know, I listened to Oprah, and I remember she was saying maybe like 20 years ago when she changed the direction of her show, and she would ask the producers, what is your intention in this topic? Why are we talking about this? What is the intent? It's always the intent.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we find mm-hmm. out why we're doing certain things mm-hmm. that are not lined up with God, okay, now why mm-hmm. am I doing this? Is God getting glory out of this? Then you need to cut it out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is
and how's that
I'm
negative
doing?
Attitude working for you?
Right. Is it fulfilling the purpose and the plan for your life?
Exactly. Exactly. Amen.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So what type of attitude do you think we need daily to be successful?
Positive. You need a positive attitude. Always, a positive attitude is always more favorable than a negative one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I tell my 16-year-old, you don't find many teachers telling parents, oh, I just love your son or daughter because they're just the worst kid in the class. They don't mm-hmm. talk about that. You know, they tell mm-hmm. you, oh, I love your son or daughter because, you know, they are just such awesome students and they're this and they're that, all positive things. You know, so
right.
the attitude that we need every day is a positive attitude. Speak life, let's get it done. I can do all things through Christ. There's nothing too hard for God. And it may sound
mm-hmm.
real spiritual, but, you know, we are spiritual beings. So everything
right.
goes back, as in the natural, so as in the spirit. So we begin to speak
mm-hmm.
the word of God in our everyday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling those affirmations and those words of gratitude, you've
mm-hmm.
got to begin to have a positive attitude.
Yes.
And do
yes.
it every day.
Because you have what
yeah.
you speak. Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. You have what you speak.
I can't imagine, you know, a self-made millionaire. Not someone who was given money from their parents. I'm talking about somebody that work every day to achieve
right.
whatever it is they were, you know, striving to be.
Mm-hmm.
Got up with a negative attitude.
Mm-mm. That's not going to work out.
That's how it happens. They're not going to get any clients. They're not going to get any customers. Nobody's going to buy their product. Nobody's going to ask them to be a coach or a mentor or anything. That's just not going to happen.
Absolutely not. Because you put in, what you put in is what you get out. So if you're putting in garbage, you're going to get garbage out, right?
Absolutely. You can't put in bad seed and get good fruit. It's just not going to happen. Yeah.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Right, right. I love what you said about the affirmations, you know, speaking life. Because as you're speaking those things, you're affirming and you're confirming and reaffirming to yourself, I am this. I will see this. I will see that. Because you have what you speak, you know. And many times when you are understanding the power that you walk in, the power and authority you walk in, it will manifest, and sometimes quickly because of the hour that we're in. Don't you agree?
I agree. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And I also believe and feel spiritually that sometimes we have to tell ourselves the ugly truth in order to get to the good part. It's like peeling back. You know, I was peeling an onion yesterday. One side was bad and the other side was good. So what did I do? Mm-hmm. I recognized the bad part, say, okay, I can't eat you, so I cut it off. And I began to cut the part that I could eat. But I first recognized there was something wrong with one side of this onion.
All right, now.
I had to make a choice. Am I going to acknowledge it, cut it off, or am I going to try to eat the whole bad onion, the good and the bad? So you have to recognize the bad, cut it off, and say, okay, Lord, renew my mind.
Right.
Renew my thoughts. You know, and recognize it, and you know, he'll take it all away from you. And then you find yourself smiling more often. And then people are going to be looking at you like, what happened to you? Yeah. I got
so
saved.
Hey, I'm going to add a little piece to that. You got saved for real.
For real. I got saved for real.
For real.
I told myself the truth. Girl, you gonna mess up and you need to get it right.
Yes. You got saved for real. No religion and tradition, but that's true relationship.
You better say that. See, you get ready to start something.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
Man, I'm all about it. I'm all about that real life. I'm in it. That's it for me.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I told you, you're at home. So how is it important to be who you are, you know, called to be daily, regardless of if you're walking in a management position, if you're just an employee, if you're on your own business? How important is it for you to be who you are, you know, who you are, not trying to be somebody else? Just how important is that to just be who you are?
That's very important, because one thing most people, like, especially in corporate world and even in the church, you know, is consistency. You know, don't be one way today and another way tomorrow. You know, if you come in every day, and I can say this because this is my testimony in the corporate world. You know, I came to work every day and performed 115%, never asked for a position at all. And I will always say I was a leader from the seat. You know, I just, you know, whatever the manager needed me to do, I did. I didn't ask for a position at all. But when you show up in that realm, God recognizes what's going on and how you're faithful. You know, I serve as unto the Lord. That's on the job as well. So when we begin to show who we are, you know, a child of God, a person that comes to work that's positive, a person that comes to work and does what's required and go above and beyond, then the Lord will show the king how faithful you are, and the gifts within begin to make room for you.
Amen.
Again, it doesn't. You don't have to be a manager to be recognized as a leader. A leader is just the one that has the influence. So you can be the leader and not be the manager. And everybody's coming to you for the questions and answers and not going to the manager. And next thing you know, you sitting in the office. I'm just saying.
I want you to stay right there. I want you to stay right there. You know, because sometimes so many people get caught up, but I'm not the manager. But many times you display more management and leadership ability than the manager.
Exactly. And I always say managers, I really don't care for that word manager, because managing something is to manage is to have control of something that's out of control. It's like somebody said, well, I can't manage those kids because they're out of control. I believe in leadership. You know, you're here to help develop others to be your, that's what a leader is. You develop the skills that you see that that person possesses and give them the tools they need to be even better, better than you. And then you look at them and say, yeah, because I look at it, I do that now because I was an educator. And I look at some of the people that I trained that came on as new hires on the job. I was like, man, look at what you teaching now? Yes, Ms. Lisa, I'm teaching. I knew I wanted to be a trainer when I was in your class. I was like, wow, I'm so proud of you. And that's it.
You know, and if you keep living and doing what you're supposed to do, others will actually, some things will be birthed as a result of your obedience, because I had that happen to me in a supervisor role. And a couple of people told me, because of your passion for what you do, you're always encouraging people. You're always inspiring people. It made me pursue my degree. It made me pursue my certification. And I would get that regularly. And that's before I understood my purpose and my true identity. I'm like, wow.
Amen. That's right. And that's why we can't leave jobs and positions too soon. You know, because every job is an assignment. This is an assignment. I can't leave, just like being a part of a ministry, a church, or whatever. You can't leave too soon and abort the lives that are attached to you. You can't.
Miscarry
the ones that you've been feeding. And now you just decide you're just going to drop out. Can't do that.
You can't
abort the baby and you can't miscarry. So you got to stay in.
Right. There are some people that were supposed to be actually given birth as a result of you giving birth to them.
Yes.
You planting seeds, you're sowing seeds, and so those seeds are reaping a harvest for them. I remember when the Lord gave me this assignment for On Fire to Inspire, and I kept giving him excuses of why I couldn't do this and why I wasn't this, and I'm like, he reminded me of, I formed you, I knew you before you were even formed. And so one of the things that was an awakening moment for me was, he said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. And
that
was like, woo, wait a minute, Lord. Okay. I didn't understand it in its totality at that time, but at the same time, I didn't want any the blood of my hands, you know? And
I give
God praise. Amen.
For
you
got to
walk in obedience.
Yes. And don't you believe that for really, really walking to his obedience, just maybe the world won't be in the state that it's in right now?
You know what? You done set a mouthful right there. Amen. Amen and amen.
Because we will all be about his business and not our own business. I saw a post on Facebook a while ago, one of good spiritual moms for us, Apostle Carol. She said, are you busy making your brand? Or are you making God's brand? I was like, wow.
I like that. I had a guest, Sakoni Prince, came on, and he said his mentor asked him, are you doing what you were born to do, or are you doing what you learned to do? I'm like,
wow.
Are you doing what you were born to do, or are you doing what you were taught, you what you learned? I'm like, oh, that's real good. Because at the time, many of us you know, we're doing what we were taught, what we learned in school. But is that what God told you to do, or is that what you told yourself you wanted to do based on a salary or whatever?
Yeah.
I know that all too well. I did that too, so. Oh, my goodness.
I think we've all kind of done that at some point.
I agree. So tell us about your key B principles. You have BEE principles. Tell us a little bit about your key B principles.
Okay, so the B principles, they started, you know, if, for those that are listening, if you get the book, you understand what the B is about. But the key principles are the synopsis of each nectar or chapter, as you want to call it, for those who haven't read the book yet. So I use the B principles because the honeybee is prophetically spoken about in the book. And in the my dream about the honeybee, it just let me know that it was time to walk into the calling.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the B principles, that's your direction. I'm saying I need to be busy. I need to be on point. Each chapter talks like smiling. I need to be on purpose. So that's what the principles are. The B principles are the honeybee, being busy, being about God's assignment for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is, you know, God getting the glory out of it. Just realizing the purpose of your call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the key principle. It's the key principle.
Yes. I like it. And I love the different B principles within the different chapters and the nectar, as you put it. I like that. So what inspired you to write the book, Smile, Show Up, and Succeed Every Day? What was the inspiration for the book?
Well, the inspiration came from people asking me why I smile every day. You know, so people like you would say, well, Lisa, why do you smile all the time? And so when I began to share with them my story and how the Lord brought me through one of the rough times in my life, you know, being a teenage mom and married and divorced and going through a rough divorce and relationships, and how the Lord just told me that through this trial I was going to have to smile every day and I was going to have to show up for myself every day, which means I needed to take care of myself
every
day, and I needed to be on point every day, and I had to succeed every day, which meant every day you step out of your house, you have to accomplish those things that you wanted to do. So because God gave it to me, I wanted to bless others with it. And so that inspired me to write the book. And you got to know, people have to know that they are the most single important person to you in the world. You are. Because if you're not good, then you're not good for anyone else. And or you're not good to anybody. You got to be good to yourself first. And then in order for you to give love, you got to know love. And you got to know how to give it. And first, that means you got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because he is
right.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, many times you really hit on something talking about loving yourself. So many times people are, you know, so caught up in everything else that they leave themselves out. They, you know, neglect themselves, and then they become bitter and not better. And so I love the fact that you said it's, you know, you got to love yourself first, because how can you love someone else without loving yourself? How can you give someone that you're not capable, give someone else that you're not capable of giving yourself?
Amen. I remember, when my husband and I started dating, and he had, Maximilian was 20 months at that time. And I was like, oh my God, Lord, 20 months? You know, my son is 20 years old. What in the world is going on? You know? You know, but God put me in a church, you know, where I had to serve little children. Two, three, four, five, 6 year olds. Teach them Sunday school, teach them how to sing, how to be little people of God, but that was preparing me for little Max.
Wow.
So now, you know, of course he'll be 17 in a few months, you know, but God was preparing me while I served those little ones in the church for what was mm-hmm. to come. I didn't even know why I was working with these little babies. But that is why. That's what God
gotcha.
Does.
Wow. So
yeah.
In your book, you asked the question, what's in your garden? Can you explain that question? Because I love that question, and it's going to pique the interest of someone else, and it makes them wonder, okay, well, what is in my garden? And so I want you to explain that question for me.
Yes, what's in your garden? What do you have sitting dormant inside of you that you have yet to say yes to? As you were stating earlier, you know, you were running from the assignment. And not only mm-hmm. there are seeds multiplying that you need to begin to plant in your garden. You know, I have flowers. I have plants in my yard. Some I don't have to even replant. I can just take one little piece, a hostas, just put it in the ground. Next year, it's like, what in the world? It looked like I just planted a whole field of them because they just spread. Some of us are sitting with gifts and callings and anointings on our lives that we have yet to dig the hole and begin to trust God to multiply and cultivate that seed. That's what some of us have that needs to be put in the garden. What do you have in your garden? And if you don't have anything in there, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what is my calling? What is my purpose? Why am I here? How can you get glory out of my life? And you go out there and you plant that seed in your garden.
Mm.
We all got a garden. We all have a garden. Some people are good at planting tomatoes. Some people are good at planting flowers. Some people are good at growing good, pretty green grass. What
mm-hmm.
is in your garden?
Wow.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Your garden.
Now, I like something else you said when you first asked, you said, what's lying dormant inside of you? And that's so, so key because many times we're sitting on things. I know the Lord showed me a vision and he showed me people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these
Ooh.
Gifts, these talents and abilities.
Yes.
He said, but they're sitting on them. They're not doing anything with them. He said, tell them that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I created for them to live. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
wow, me, Lord? He said, yeah, who can better tell them than a person that I'm talking to themselves?
we used to sing this song, Stir Up the Gift, and that's
mm-hmm.
in, you know, the Bible tells us to stir up the gift that's inside of us. And that's all the garden is.
Right. Yes.
It's stir up the gift
mm-hmm.
that you have sitting dormant inside of you. I think we're so busy trying to create wealth that we forget
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to be creating disciples.
Right.
And
yes.
the wealth will
yes.
come. You know, just be
mm-hmm.
about his business. And the wealth, stop trying to create wealth. Serve.
Mm-hmm.
Serve, serve, serve.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that will come. And wealth isn't always money. You know, when we give our tithe and offering, see, we rebuke the devil. That's every
mm-hmm.
illness, every sickness, every demonic
mm-hmm.
spirit. That's what the purpose for that seed being sown
mm-hmm.
is for. So when we're serving mm-hmm. him, he in turn gives us wealth, health, you know, love, patience, the fruit of the spirit. I think we're kind of looking at it all wrong. That's just my opinion. I get kind
of
deep, I'm sorry.
No, it needs to be. It needs to be said. It needs to be said because so many people are just, you know, one of the things I love that that Les Brown says. He says that the most powerful and what did he say? The richest place in the world is
the graveyard.
Yes. Because so many people took those dreams to the graveyard. They didn't do anything. They continued to sit on those gifts. They continued to sit on their hands. And the Lord is asking, why are you continuing to sit when there's someone waiting for you?
That's right.
You know.
I know. I think some people may feel like they're just not worthy. They think they need a degree. You know, we ministered at John Eckhart's Reset 2017 conference here in Charlotte, early spring, and Sophia Ruffin was there, and she said, "Your testimony has anointed you to go and preach." Your deliverance. See, that's the thing. Are you willing to tell your story to help someone else?
Wow.
That qualifies you to go and evangelize. Going to theology school doesn't qualify you to go and swap the highways and the hedges. That just gives you a piece of paper. But your testimony is a sign to somebody. Are you ready to be transparent and help somebody else make it? Most of us don't want to do that.
You know, I was just about to say that. Some people don't want to show that they're human. They don't want to show that they're human. But in essence, there was someone else that was in your shoes that helped you. So why not help the next person? Why not help the
next
person? That's
it.
Yes.
Somebody helped you. Helped me. No, I thank God for my spiritual mom who has gone on to be with the Lord. She passed in October. But she will call, Mother Sherman will call us out. She was like, oh, no, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. Oh, that's wrong. But this is what we're going to do. You know, you're a woman of God. You're married to a preacher. You can't do that. I'm like, really? No. So I find myself saying the same thing. Now, you can't do that. You can't do that. But that's what she imparted in us. And now we have to now do the same thing.
Right. You know, another thing that I just thought about, there is someone that feels like they're the only person that's going through that. There's someone who feels like they're the only person that has been there. And that's the trick of the enemy, to keep them in that place thinking, oh, well, no one else has done this. No one else has been there. And to keep you just, you know, in that space of solitude. But then you are assigned to that person to be transparent so that they can know that, hey, if God did it for you, he's not a respected person, that he won't do it for me. You know.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Yes.
I was talking to a friend last week, and we were talking about this very subject. And she said, my grandma said, you should never tell people your business. Don't be telling your business. I said, do you know how many people have died because nobody told their business?
Wow.
You know how many people were molested by the same person because nobody would tell their business? Come on now. Had only grandma said something, that may have saved Sarah or John from going through the exact same thing. That family curses, that stuff is real, and people don't believe it. That's why we have to really, really begin to dig down into our own spirit and recognize the things that we're dealing with so we can break the curse. Talk about it. Break the curse.
Wow. And be obedient. If the Lord tells you to be transparent to somebody, be transparent, because you don't know. You might have just saved their life. You don't know what they were on the verge of doing. You know.
Exactly.
Woo.
Exactly. Be transparent. And don't be afraid, because they're going to talk about you anyway. And what should you care? What should you care? And that's what in the book Smile, Show, Succeed Every Day is about. Once you begin to do your spiritual work, and I'm not talking religion, I'm talking really going before the Lord and saying, Lord, whatever is not like you. And that's what my grandma used to pray, you know, Lord, just take it out. You know, I didn't know what she was praying for back then, but now I do. And it and it's when you begin to heal, you're able to sit and share.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what God did for me. Absolutely. And he can do it for you.
Yes.
You can find yourself smiling and knowing that God is on your side and he's the reason why you have the joy of Jesus in your spirit. This is Jesus'
yes.
joy. This ain't Lisa's joy. This is joy.
And there's a big difference. There's a big difference.
Yes, it is. Yes, and just this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
Mm-mm.
This has come from the Lord.
Yes, and you know what? The joy that he gives you is not pretentious at all. It's
not
pretentious.
All.
In fact, it's infectious. It's not pretentious. It's infectious. Girl, I just said a mouthful.
Yes, you did. Oh, my God. People going to want whatever it is you got. People
yeah.
want whatever you have. I was on an elevator maybe like a month or so ago, and I like wear bright colors. And we work on the sixth floor, but this lady was getting off on the second. At first, I was like, why you just didn't take the stairs? You know, I'm a fitness person. So I'm like, man, if I could get up the stairs, I would do it every day. But she's like, oh, I love your colors. And I said, thank you. And she said, you just look like you're a happy person. She didn't know me from Adam's house cat. But it's the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes. I said, it's me and Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want. That's what you want.
Definitely.
Nobody's going to say, oh, I love that frown on your face today. Nobody's going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
And, you know, it actually, a lot of times it opened up an opportunity to communicate because people then start asking, well, what do you do? Well, what church do you
yeah.
go to?
What church do you go to? Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. People say, well, what are you smiling about? What are you smiling? What's got you so happy? Just tell me whatever it is, and I'll tell you, I will do it. What do I need to do to get that smile right there?
Mm-hmm. Mhm.
What do
yes.
I need to do to get
yes.
there? And most of the time, my response is, "Are you ready to do the work?"
Wow, are you ready to do the work? I like it, like it, like it, like it. Are you ready to do the work? Yes.
That's
I'm putting
it.
That in
are you
check.
Ready to do the? You put that. Are you ready to do? Well, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to do the work? Because it just didn't come. Because
yes.
I woke up this morning. I had
mm-hmm.
to do some work for it. I see you. I see you. Are you ready to do the work? Yes. It just
yes.
didn't come overnight.
Mm-mm.
Lord,
so
have
if
mercy.
You have a person that's listening and they're like, you know what? I have been sitting down too long, got placed this stuff on the inside of me. And, you know, let me kind of back up a second. One of the things that the Lord showed me with the show, he said that my guest and I, so you and I, we're Mary, and the listeners are Elizabeth. And so if they're not walking in their gifts, their talents, their ability, walking in purpose and on purpose, then their baby begins to leap to where they can't sit still any longer. But then you have that person who is walking in the purpose and is like pouring gasoline on that fire. So in this instance, we have the person that is not walking in their purpose, and now that baby has begun to leap. What would you say to that person at this
point? I would say go through the 9 months. Nurture it while it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to feed on the word of God. Eat clean, just like when you're pregnant. Watch what you put in your spirit. Watch what you listen to. Watch who you talk with. Spend more time with God and allow him to birth that baby after that 9 months. Because remember, that baby has a purpose too. That life that you're carrying, that seed, that gift that you carry, it has a purpose too. It's not just for you. Baby that you're carrying, if we think about it in the natural, that baby that the mother baby may be pregnant with right now,
that baby is not just to bring her joy, but to bring the world joy. So that gift that you're carrying, that anointing that you're carrying, that you've been fighting with and and you've been hitting yourself in the belly and saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, kill it, kill it, and then 6 months still come and you go to the doctor and it's still healthy. Come on, that's somebody's testimony. You drank stuff to try to abort that baby because you didn't want to tell your parents you were pregnant. So you say, Lord, I don't want it. I don't want it. Take it away. And here it is 7 months, and you still fighting. You still feel it kicking. And then you go to the doctor, and it don't even have a dot of infection nowhere. It's no abnormalities anywhere. It's still growing healthy. Okay, God, I get it. Okay, 9 months come, the baby is here. Lord, who shall I minister to now? Because now you got to go through the birthing process. You got to go through it. I don't care how we try to kill it. God is not going to allow it to die. He is not going to allow it to die.
And you know, you got to be careful about trying to run from it, because you don't want to be Jonah.
No,
you don't want to be Jonah.
No. Yeah, whatever infliction, I don't want it to be because of something of my disobedience. And then you don't want to come at, you don't want to bring a deformed. I mean, you know, God creates all things, but you want to bring a healthy gift to God. Remember Cain and Abel? You want to bring the best. You don't want to go and break the lamb's leg and give it to God. And you say, oh, this is a sacrifice. No, Lord, that's not the sacrifice, because you got the fat ones back there in the back that you're going to cut tonight and eat tonight for your dinner. You want to bring the best gift to him. The best.
Wow.
So don't fall God short, because you're not willing to do the work and go through the birthing process. And then you're going to give him the leftover, the placenta. He wants the baby. He doesn't want the placenta. He can't do anything with the placenta.
That placenta is not
going to live but so long. But that baby has purpose.
So, Lisa, for the person who says, you know what, I got to get this lady's information and follow her and all this good stuff. How do they follow you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Lisa Wilson Dalton. And my icon is my name with a smile, Lisa Dalton with the smile, with the honeybee and the sunflower. That's my icon. You can find me on Instagram at Lisa Dalton. And I am on Twitter at I am Lisa Dalton. And my blog, actually, I'm doing a whole rebranding thing, so it should be finished next month, a new blog page, a new email address. This is going to be a whole, you know, whole new package for finding peace within ministries. So for me, and God is doing amazing things. I'm working on my third book. And
congratulations.
You know, Thank you. You know, it's got to be on purpose. That's how you can find it. And you can get the book of Amazon.com. Amazon is in Kindle and paperback, and Barnes and Noble's Nook is available.
Amazon and Barnes and Noble?
Yep. On Nook, electronic.
Okay. Perfect. So we have that person who is walking in their purpose, and they're like, Lisa, I hear you, girl. You know, there's some things I've been sitting on. I'm walking in my purpose, but there are some other things that need to be harvested, and the time is now, and I know the time is now. So what would you say to that person, Lisa?
You're walking in your purpose, and the harvest is now.
So they have multiple gifts. and they're they're doing some
where,
of it.
I can speak to that.
Okay.
I am a musician as well. I play organ, and I've been playing the organ since I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it got to a point where I knew there was more in me than just playing an organ and singing and directing a choir, being a minister of music. And when the Lord called me, and well, when I accepted the call, because the call was already there to be a missionary, I accepted that call, and I pulled back from playing so much because that's all I did was play the organ and sing and direct choirs. So God positions us. There's seasons. I don't play at all now. It's all about speaking and speaking the word of God and teaching now for me. We got to realize what season God has us in. I remember Juanita Bynum saying, some of us are on the choir where we should be ushering. Some of us are ushering when we should be teachers. And some of us are teachers when we should be prophets. You know, so where are you? Where are you? Are you still trying to do something that God has no longer given you the grace to do? And now he's anointed you to do this. I would say to that person, It's time to move to the next ramp. It's time to move. Because remember, somebody's waiting for you.
Yes, I love it. I remember listening to, I think it was Dr. Womack, and he said, you have the aspirin to someone's headache or something. You're the solution to someone else's problem. And so
there
I was like, I love it. I love it. I love
there
it.
There you go. I love it.
So when you
that's
look
whole,
at it in
that
aspect,
whole thing.
Yes.
Don't be
when you look at it from
what
there.
I need. Yes. You got what I need, and you won't even get up off of what you've been doing to come and serve me because you just so like this post because that's what you've been doing all your life. No.
And you're comfortable.
Time.
You're comfortable.
And you're comfortable. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're comfortable. And you know
Lisa,
it. And you know it.
Tell me this. How many millionaires you know were made in a comfort zone?
Shabu. None.
The answer to that is, I'm sure, zero.
Zero. They stepped out on faith.
Mm-hmm.
And they applied themselves, and they connected themselves to somebody that could help them. They
mm-hmm.
showed up and not down.
Right, exactly. You know, one of the things, even with the show, because the show actually stemmed from the book that the Lord gave me first, and then the show came
mm-hmm.
a few months later. But the Lord said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I was like, what, Lord?
Woo!
He said, get comfortable being uncomfortable because where I'm taking you, you can't get comfortable in any of it. And I was like, okay. And I did the show on someone else's network for like 7 months. In that 7 month time frame, he said, okay, it's time to do your own. I'm like, what? He said, I told you not to get comfortable in this space because there's more. And so there's someone that's listening to this broadcast, whether they're listening live or they're listening to the recording. Come out your comfort zone.
Come
out of the
comfort
zone. Yes, it's time to get out because someone's waiting on you. Mm-hmm. Someone's waiting on you.
More.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You have the solution.
You know, and you've just been, you understand the benefits of obedience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
understand the benefits and what comes along with the obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Just being
yes.
obedient.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I remember in prayer, the Lord told me, he said, there are many doors that have shifted and opened because of your obedience. And I was like, woo, Lord. So, you know, there are so many people that are not walking in obedience, but I promise you, if you do what God places in your heart and in your soul to do, there will be so much more than you can fathom with your carnal mind that he's about to do for you. But you got to be obedient.
Yeah.
You can't
He says that he will give us the desires of our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
No good thing will he withhold from those that walk upright. No good thing. And he can do abundantly and above all we could ever ask and or think.
Amen. Amen and amen. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
What
that is so true. So, so very true. So, Lisa, I want you to remind the people again that are, you know, tuning in, whether they tuned in a little late, how they find Lisa so that they can get some more of this, you know, wonderful knowledge so they can go out there and purchase the book, Smile, Show Up, and Succeed Every Day. And also how they could, you know, maybe book you for speaking engagements or even interviews. How do they need to go about doing that?
Sure. You can follow me on Facebook at Lisa Wilson Dalton, Instagram, Lisa Dalton. I'm on Twitter at I Am Lisa L. Dalton. You can get the book from Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle. You can get the book on Barnes & Noble Nook. You can also book me by contacting my husband, Stephen Dalton of the Leviticus Singers of Charlotte, who is also on Facebook as Leviticus Charlotte. He handles all of that stuff for me. Speaking engagements, interviews, the likes. You can instant message him and we'll set it up. He'll set it up. This has been great. God has been doing some amazing things. So we're just excited about this season.
And, you know, something else, Lisa, that really blesses me, and that's that teamwork with you and your husband. Because, you know, you hear people talk all the time about, well, we're both doing the same type of thing or whatever. But to hear that he does your bookings and he does this, that, and the other on your behalf, that's true teamwork, and that's honoring the gift that he understands that his queen has, you know, that oneness.
Yes.
So I so love that. And that's such a blessing. That's such a blessing.
Yeah. Thank you. God is amazing how he puts things together. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
we support each other all the way around.
Amen.
It's a good thing.
Amen.
Good thing.
So what final words would you leave with the listeners tonight to kind of just plant that final seed that says, you know what? This got to take root so you can do what you're supposed to do.
We're going to go with just what you said, that seed.
Mm-hmm.
That seed that is sitting dormant. It's time to dig out the roots. You got to clear off the space, tittle the ground, because I'm from the country. We tittle the ground. You got to pull the weeds out and allow God to cultivate you. Prepare you so you can birth that baby. I guarantee you, when you begin to do what God has ordained you to be and to do, you will have smiles on your face every day. Even when it looks like crazy, you're going to smile because you know he's underneath and he's working it all out for your good. Amen.
Well, Lisa, we thank you so very much for joining us tonight and sharing your gifts with us and your wisdom, because I tell you, you know, many times people don't want to be transparent, and we thank you for your transparency because it's helped some people tonight, whether, again, they were listening live or they'll listen to the recording, which will be available shortly after the broadcast ends. So I thank you again, and we look forward to you coming back on.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been great. I love every bit of it. And I speak blessings on your ministry. You know,
thank you so much. God is going
to take On Fire to Inspire across the world. Yeah. You are doing just what God has called you to do, inspire others. And you're on fire about it.
Thank you so much, woman of God. I truly appreciate you. And we definitely look forward to bigger and greater things that are here for you on the horizon as well.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Guys, if you missed any of that interview, Smile, Show Up, and Succeed Every Day. That's actually the title of her book as well, Lisa Wilson Dawson. I'm telling you, that was such a blessing to hear the wisdom and the things that she's empowered us with. So there are so many people who are sitting on their hands, allowing those seeds to just sit dormant. It's time to give birth to these babies, y'all. It's time to stop sitting on what God has gifted you with, because you are the answer to someone else's problem. You have the solution to someone else's problem. And it's time for you to walk in the now, because your time is now. Again, we are here each and every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. If you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We are extending our special of $25 a month. Again, that's onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Thank you so much to each and every sponsor. For the month of May, we had Top Communications. We had Third Heaven Sound. We had Unique Expression by Design. We thank you for Alexandra Townsend, Evangelist Townsend. We thank each and every one of our sponsors. Again, if you sow into their ministries and purchase any of their products, let them know that you heard it here. And the other sponsor was Top Flight Communication. Let them know you heard it here on Fire to Inspire, and they will definitely take great care of you. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is the final one. So Third Heaven Sound, Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Townsend, Top Flight Communications, where they take care of your editing, transcriptions, reviews, business and marketing, writing, and more. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. Again, we're here each and every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'll talk to you next week. Have a blessed night.